Front page of the Mail, here we go. Could Sarah Cox be the first woman Radio 2 breakfast show host? Well, why the heck not? She's the regular sub. She's a super sub. She's the regular dep on the show. She's been here a couple of years. She's been doing it for over a couple of years, I think, isn't it? Over a couple of years. She's 2-1 favourite with the bookies. Second favourite, Simon Mayo. Simon is currently 4-1 second favourite to be the first woman Radio 2 breakfast show host. They've just put him in that. I don't know if they've noticed. It's not Simone Mayo. It's Simon Mayo. For heaven's sake. Well, look, everybody here loves Sarah. We all love Sarah. She's lovely to work with. We all adore her. And we know that the listeners love her because... You tell us. You tell me out on the street. You tell other people that work on the show and around the show. And also, we do these this research called AIs. What does that mean? Audience Index. Yes, it's audience appreciation, isn't it? Which I always think they should call it AA, but it's Audience Index, but it means audience appreciation. And she scores way up there with the best of the rest. So the smart money is on Sarah. I have no idea, but I do know this. Mary Merrily, who works on our show, produces Sarah when Sarah is away. And when Golden Graham goes on holiday on Thursday, Mary's producing this show for 2 weeks. Is there something going on here? It makes sense to me. Anyway, moving on. There are other stories in the papers today about money and riffs, and there's the usual smattering of facts in amongst loads of fiction. What they dress up as speculation. They call it speculation, but it's just fiction. And there's the smattering of facts. And I've just got to tell you, it's nothing to do with money. There is no rift here whatsoever. My bosses, I'm talking about Bob, and I'm talking about Helen, and I'm talking about Lewis, and I'm talking about Philippa, have been nothing but absolutely gorgeous to me, as far as what I announced yesterday is concerned. They couldn't have been more supportive and more accommodating and more understanding, and I'm so grateful to them for that. And a very wise man once told me this, and he really knew what he's talking about. He said, if you make a decision based on money, unless you have to, which is, of course, entirely understandable, but if you make a decision just based on money when you don't have to, that will more than likely, 99.9%, come back to bite you where the sun don't shine. And I've always gone with that, and he's always stood me in good stead. So thank you very much. You know who you are. 6-8, here's the sport with Vassos.
And I think it's only fitting... that-